is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the Live Sunday Night Edition, and we're actually starting off the third hour of the show. With you, it's Stephanie.
And Mark.
And you're welcome to call us at 855-450-FREE. Have an idea you want to bring up, or maybe you have some advice for our last caller, Mike, or Michael, who was, asking us for some ways that he could bring his partner along to liberty and sort of talk about some things that were in the realm of liberty that his partner would take an interest in, right? And so that's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, and I think I'd love to hear from people on this subject, but yeah. I've had
a lot. There are people out here who have done it, right?
I've had a lot of success in this area. My wife, obviously, we all come to the ideas of liberty in the way we come to them. I was your standard, Rush Limbaugh ditto head when I started doing this show with my co-host Ian Freeman.
That wasn't you. That was Manwich.
That was Manwich, who's my nom de gare there. And, I'm sorry to say that a man that's 10 years my junior helped me along the ideas of liberty, plus all the callers here on Free Talk Live, but that's what the case was.
Why are you sorry to say that?
It's okay to learn things from people.
Okay.
So, and that's just, it's a societal thing that, older people are supposed to be wiser or whatever. But when it comes to a spouse, what I decided early on, when my wife and I were deciding we were going to get married and stuff like that, we go on these long walks, and I figured out pretty quickly that I can't argue her or even make logical points and get her to a position that I have, because what that does is it's a position of domination.
Yeah, sure. And people want to be asked questions, right? And they want to be understood, right? They want to connect with you. I think that's really the only way that you can bring them.
They want to have
liberty.
Their own psyche, too. They want to have their own opinion.
Yeah, sure.
And if you've got an opinion and it's very, very strong in a particular area, they know that it's an important area. I should have political opinions.
And either they shut down and they won't talk about those subjects with you, or they kind of dig in their heels, right, and they'll fight you on it.
Just because they, and I know that if I have a disagreement with somebody who's more informed on a particular topic than I am, just because they're more informed doesn't make them right. I know that. So it doesn't take much to realize that, A, I don't want to, get any more thoroughly educated in this particular area, but I believe this person with whom I'm discussing this is wrong, and, there's nothing else to say. So that's all the position you're going to do if you try to goad, argue, push, or whatever it is, a person into that position.
Well, truly listening helps. Trying to understand really where they're coming from with no judgment, just really trying to get into their shoes. And, maybe you'll find out that they're scared about how they would get by without the health care that's provided by the state or something like that.
I think they certainly are. And one of the ways that you'd say is look, I don't want to push you in this area, but I have a belief system around this, and I want to share what I think the solutions are in this area. Maybe you'll come to some conclusions similar to me, or maybe you can help me to understand these ideas more thoroughly. And so then you share what you think around healthcare or whatever. And this is true within trying to convince anybody of anything. You can't convince them. They must convince themselves. And I never took a hard tack with my wife. Never. I would actually avoid talking about particular issues that I knew were going to be, lightning rods for her.
Hmm.
And
there's another way around this altogether. And that is, I don't know how long Michael and his partner have been together. But sometimes when people are in relationships and they, at the time when they got together, they had some differing views, or they had some different views than they hold now,
mm-hmm.
right? Like one person significantly evolves in a certain area of their beliefs or their knowledge or whatever, and the other person doesn't,
mm-hmm.
or goes in the other direction even. Sometimes those relationships end. Sometimes you just don't have enough commonalities or in common to keep it together. And that's sad, but, I think we all want to be with people who share our values, right? And maybe this could be the time that they realize that they might, they might want to split up. Or, when you go out to meet a partner, you could basically just seek someone who shares your values on the things that are really important to you, right?
Yeah, I don't know that. I wouldn't leave my wife if she was a statist. Mm-hmm. I'd I think that our relationship, our partnership is so good, and we match so well in so many ways. The sort of theoretical ideas around the state and that kind of thing.
I don't think they're theoretical. I think they extend into our personal relationships as well.
Yes, but
if someone believes
your partner's opinion on them, don't matter.
Oh, I think it matters
How
a lot.
So?
If I were partners with someone and they only saw force as the solution to social problems, and they could not see any other solutions besides using the government to force people to do things their way, I think they might have trouble thinking of ways that they could get along with me in that relationship that didn't involve force, right? I think they would act in ways within the relationship that were similar to their ideas about politics.
Most people in
strong
America,
arm the person into doing what they want you to do.
Most people in America believe in political force, but they won't use force inside their relationships.
Well, they may not use physical force, but there certainly is a lot of coercion that goes on in sort of psychological realms in relationships. You know, people will
I've heard that, and
people will yell at each other. They'll withhold things from their partner to try to get them to do what they want. They'll bribe their partner. Mm-hmm. They'll all kinds of things that I would not consider like purely voluntary interactions.
I think this is interesting.
With someone that they love.
I've heard people say that there's violent speech and violent ways of being that aren't violent, and I think it's if somebody's withholding.
Somebody said there's. That doesn't make sense. There are violent ways of being that aren't violent.
No, you can be violent without actually using force. I've heard people say this, and it has to do with your speech. Things you're talking about, manipulation and lying and trying to withhold things in a relationship. But what are you withholding? First off,
well, I didn't say it was violent. I said it was coercive.
I've heard people say this.
Okay.
I've recently dealt with somebody who has basically wanted me to shut up because I disagree with them via email, and they sent me a checklist of abusive behavior that was nonviolent, and it basically had to do with disagreeing with me. Was all of the things there. You can't disagree. And
I'd be curious to see that.
I erased it yesterday. I may be able to find it, but I'm not 100% sure.
Do you think it can come off a little bit scary or threatening if somebody is in your face yelling at you? Because a lot of couples do that.
They do.
In relationships, they'll yell at each other, both men to women and women to men.
And I've got to ask, I'm a loud guy.
Uh-huh.
When I disagree, I tend to go from sort of normal to up and up and up and up until I'm talking like this, and it's emphatic.
We have those compressors here in the studio.
And this might be loud to some people, and it might be just emphatic to others.
Uh-huh.
And if you can't get along with that, you probably can't get along with me.
Mm-hmm.
But you realize
that not everybody does that, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
People communicate in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And, if it gets to be too much for my wife, so Mark, shut up. And, that's the little key that we have that, I've gone a little too far.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, that's the way of our marriage. We deal with it. But, you've got loud people in this world, and either they're going to get with people that can handle them being loud or not. I don't think that it's all about getting everybody to act the same way.
You think that the suggestion that there could be coercion in relationships is an attempt to make everybody conform to a specific set of behaviors?
I think it's used in that way by some people. I don't think that. Mm-hmm. I think that lying is unacceptable to me. But there are probably people out there that think lying is okay in their relationship. For me,
well, lying
I find
is
a
fraud,
lie.
Right?
Right now, I'm done.
Lying is fraud. That's in the non-aggression principle,
mm-hmm.
right?
It can be. I mean, depending on how you lie.
Mm-hmm.
But. Yeah.
And, some people include threats of force.
Sure.
Right, in the non-aggression principle as well. And sometimes it can really seem like a threat of force when someone's yelling at you, right?
But what about withholding? You mentioned withholding. I mean,
or manipulation. Yeah, I guess that's sort of
I mean,
not
if you're talking
honesty.
About withholding
yeah,
sex,
it's, I agree. It's
why
not,
would you want to have sex with somebody you're angry with? How's that going
to
go?
Well, expecting the person to be monogamously committed to you while refusing to have sex with them, I think is...
Over a period of months or something, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's not non-aggression principle, but that's not what I would call a
mature
completely...
Behavior.
Sure, like the best way to work out that problem voluntarily.
Agreed.
855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Tell us about your voluntary relationship, how you work things out. It's free.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambarin, and it's the only product on the market today, clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambarin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambarin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambarin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free call-in number sponsored by SACL CAI. That's 855-450-3733. We certainly thank SACL CAI for bringing us the phone lines here on Free Talk Live. And, of course, you can go to our website. It's freetalklive.com. And we mentioned, you know, if you are looking for ways to help Free Talk Live out, there's a free way to do it over at shop.freetalklive.com by entering our Amazon link. Talked about that a little earlier tonight on the show when someone so graciously called to promote it. But if you want to
That's how loyal the listeners are of Free Talk Live. They call in to talk about the stuff that we advertise.
Right. But if you want to find a way to get some benefits, some perks, and you also have $5 a month that's within your reach, you can certainly give more too, I think, then check out the AMP program. It's amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And that's sort of a fund that Free Talk Live uses for the express purpose of promoting the show and growing Free Talk Live as a business, as a show, as an entertainment medium. So if that sounds interesting to you, amp.freetalklive.com. You also get perks like a commercial-free podcast. I think that's of value to a lot of different people. And you can get access to a special special AMP call-in line and a special section on the forums. So one more time, amp.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever wanted to take a complaint to trial, but you didn't want to spend the money on an attorney? HowToWinInCourt.com is the solution. It's a course for people who don't have an attorney. It teaches you how to use the court's rules, and unless you know the court's rules, you're not going to win. That's why they call them rules. And it works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. This is the new and improved jurisdictionary course for those that are familiar with the jurisdictionary name brand. HowToWinInCourt.com is written so that the average eighth grader can learn it over the weekend. Their brand new website has all kinds of free tools. Go there, use the free tools, and buy the course. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney. HowToWinInCourt.com. When you finish the course, they give you an honorary degree of Juris Doctor. So
that's great. That's what lawyers get, a JD.
Yeah, the JD. You'll be a doctor when you're done. HowToWinInCourt.com. It's as valid as any other school passing out a doctorate degree.
It's all a piece of paper, right?
Indeed.
So we had a call from Michael a couple of segments ago now, and he was talking about sort of like how to get introduced as reluctant partner, you know, to come more along up to sort of Michael's level with where he is with the ideas of liberty now. And I had one more suggestion that I wanted to put in, which was maybe Michael's partner would enjoy meeting some other liberty people that aren't, you know, but just besides his partner, Michael, you know.
I think that's always a good idea. Bring him to the Liberty Forum, bring him to Porkfest.
Yeah, if you can convince the partner to attend one of those events or even some of the just online events. There are sometimes, you know, you can meet people at video seminars now about liberty stuff, or even listening to the Liberty Radio Network. There's lots of broadcasters, and people feel like they really get to know radio hosts. It's a very personal medium, as you like to say, Mark.
Yeah. What his claim was is that his partner didn't want to listen to, you know, these kind didn't want to listen to this.
Oh, right, because he said it was bad news, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's unfortunate because there's bad news coming out of the state, right? The state produces nothing but bad news, and so. I don't know, maybe, and I can understand why someone would not want to think about it.
I unplugged from the news for a few years.
Yeah. I'm still pretty much unplugged for the most part.
Well, for this job, I have to be plugged in. To some extent, that's what one has to do.
The bare minimum.
My advice is, don't do anything to, you know, respect that person's opinions and let them come along at their own pace. You can talk about things in the way that you talk, you know, talk about issues, but don't talk about them in a way that you have to come to the conclusions I've come to, or you're bad or wrong.
You know, I could see how Michael might be feeling a little lonely because he wants to connect with somebody who really shares those ideas that are so important to him. I've been there. I understand that. You know, and the solution to that is tricky because sometimes you end up connecting with people who are outside of your relationship, right? And that's not your partner, and so you feel a little distant, a little more distant from your partner, right? And I guess the key is just to make sure that there are going to be certain things that he can connect with his partner on, and so maybe he can use those to get that need met, right? To be close with his partner. And sort of talk to some friends about more of the hardcore ideas of liberty that his partner doesn't want to talk about. Does that sound good?
You're going to talk to somebody about them.
So, and, you know, we were also talking about sort of like relationship styles. And this is kind of a favorite topic of mine, actually, because I do think that there are, and I hope I've never, like, beat you over the head with this, Mark. It sounds like you had some bad experiences with people emailing you and saying, no, you can't. ever raise your voice, or else you're a bad person or something like that.
Oh, no, I don't think that that's, you have done that. No, absolutely. I've had people, basically people that don't want to discuss issues will want to talk about how you discuss the issues. It's almost an ad hominem attack.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious to see what they had to say, but
well, I got rid of it. You know, I mean, I only keep information for so long, and I happened to get rid of it yesterday.
Whatever they said that they weren't able to get through to you, right? Because they somehow it put you on the defensive, or you didn't like what they were saying, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought that they gave me a list of behaviors that seemed so ordinary that it's essentially intended to take people off guard, and you know that this is how I disagree with people. I tell them that they're arguing the wrong way. Well, let's talk about the issue, shall we?
Okay. Well, I mean, are you surprised to hear that I have a partner and we don't yell at each other? You know, do you think that that's
I'm not sure what yelling means.
Okay.
I think that there's all kinds of different levels of yelling.
Okay.
Right? Like, well, what does yelling mean? Raising one's voice?
Yeah, raising one's voice. I'm sure you could put a value on it, like as far as decibels go, above your normal voice threshold. But we don't call names. You know, we don't insult each other.
I don't think name calling's very beneficial.
No.
But certainly people do it.
Yep. We're honest about everything with each other. We try to understand where each other are coming from.
Well, here's my philosophy.
Those are the things that are important to me.
My philosophy is as long as you don't want to use force or threaten to use force or whatever it is, fine. That's fine. Whatever you do in your relationship, it's fine. If you people want to do whatever it is, kind of bizarre behaviors in the bedroom you want to do, fine. I don't care. It doesn't affect me. If you
What are you implying, Mark?
No, I'm talking about people in general.
Okay.
They've all got these things that they want to do. People are funny. They want to believe in religions. They want to believe in all kinds of stuff. As long as you're not threatening people and you're not using violence on people, you're not hitting or threatening to hit, fine. I don't care what your behavior is. As long as it's free and voluntary, I'm for it.
Okay.
And so, do I think that there are better and worse ways to communicate? Sure. But that's not my goal. My goal is to get people to stop using force and threatening to use force on each other. If I can succeed in doing that, I will have done more than any other great thinker in history. I don't expect to succeed, by the way. But
then why do you do it? Just curious.
Because it's to me you must focus on one thing if you want to be successful.
Just
if you focus
doing
on
your job, Mark.
Things,
right.
Just doing my job. It's my duty.
855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. That's our phone number. You can tell us what your mission in life is. What do you find meaning in doing, and why do you do it? Free Talk Live, there is more coming up.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. It's Sunday night, and you're hearing the live Sunday edition with Stephanie.
And Mark.
And freetalklive.com, our website. And have you visited cam.freetalklive.com? I know it's a little bit late in the show. We're into the third hour here, but you can still catch the tail end. If you want to turn Free Talk Live into a TV show, Mark is making strange faces like Bradley Manning into the camera. You can also find the studio chat there, or excuse me, not the studio chat, because we're too busy during the show to monitor the chat, but you can find other Free Talk Live listeners who are in the chat room, and you'll find that with the studio cam at cam.freetalklive.com.
Buyemergencyfoods.com is a unique website among the storable food websites out there, because their brand, Legacy Premium, is different than the other brands. They're 100% certified GMO-free. They've got zero MSGs, no artificial flavors, and they are the only one that puts an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Well, that costs money, you say. They must be more, you say. Oh, no. They're about half the price of the average of every other brand out there. They're less than every other brand and about half the price of what the industry standard is.
I got to say, I've been hearing this ad, and I'm intrigued, because I know it really makes a difference when they flush the packets with nitrogen in terms of how fresh they stay.
Basically, they're the only ones that take special care in making sure that there isn't oxygen in their packages. Mm-hmm. The rest of them just kind of pay lip service to it, and their packaging isn't sealed in the same ways, so they really stand ahead in that area. I don't have enough knowledge about nitrogen-infused Mylar pouches in order to be able to talk about it beyond what I've just said. But understand that they are singular and best in that particular area. It's buyemergencyfoods.com. That S there at the end, last position, it's really important. Buyemergencyfoods.com. They have vegetarian and gluten-free options. And if you use coupon code FTL, you will save an additional 5% off their already lowest price in the industry. It's coupon code FTL, buyemergencyfoods.com.
All right, Mark, coming up, we have an email from a French guy who thinks we are backwater hicks in America. But I think first we're going to take some phone calls, because Ed in Alaska has a comment for you, Mark. Ed?
Hello?
Hi, Ed. You're on Free Talk Live.
It's Tim, not Ed.
Oh, excuse me. So what's on your mind?
Well, the comment Mark made about violence, what his opinion of the Founding Fathers were of how they handled their situation with England, and does he foresee us being able to deal with the problems we have in our country today without violence?
You know, okay, so I think that, probably the Revolutionary War is the best example of a just war out there. There's things that you can point to that aren't so pretty. Certainly the way they dealt with English loyalists during that time in Philadelphia and New York wasn't pretty. But I think people should be able to have their own opinions until they start using force and violence. And the King of England was using force and violence, and I think that it's okay to defend oneself against that. And if you basically have to put together an army in order to defend yourself against an army, I find that to be fine and okay. I don't think that it's going to take violence currently in order to throw off whatever kind of tyranny we have in this country or around the world, mostly because it's not very likely to work. There have been studies done over time, and we're not talking about a situation where people have pointy sticks on the end of brown besses anymore, and that's the best field rifle available. You have a situation where they can kill you from the sky with a remote control airplane from 1,000 miles or 10,000 miles away. So you can't fight that. That basically, things like strikes, protests, all kinds of, civil action, different kinds of civil action are becoming
non-violent,
more and more successful with the internet and increased in communications, Twitter and
I think
Facebook
that was a
things.
Big factor in the reason that the Revolutionary War was so violent and bloody. That people couldn't really communicate and spread, wage a war of ideas, I guess is a better way to put it.
It's really about changing people's minds. And if you can't change their minds, you point a sharp stick at them and make them change. And that's really what, had to be done during the Revolutionary War. That's what they chose to do. But I don't think it makes it legitimate, because what they did was, once they had thrown off the shackles of an atrocious government in England, they put an atrocious government in place in the United States and then did the same stuff all over again.
Do you think it was from the beginning, or do you think...
Have you read the Alien Sedition Act?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yes, but it was absolutely from the beginning.
Okay.
The very first moment of localized governments, whether that government was state or federal, it was atrocious.
I agree with you. I just think there are probably a lot of people out there listening who would say, oh, but the original government of the U.S. wasn't that bad.
The government became small and acceptable and has grown to its large status at this point. Yeah. Those are people that don't understand history.
Ed, any final comments? Or Ted, excuse me, sorry.
Yeah, I'd say close to 2 million Afghanis have died in this war. But so what my knowledge of it is through people I know in the military. And they're not giving up. So, I don't think they agree with you. They have a mighty army in their country right now, and they're going to probably fight to the death till there's no more Afghanis left.
It's an unusual place, that's for sure. It's the graveyard of empires. And one thing they don't have is they don't have the access to cell phones and internet and things like that that we do. If they could tweet out, and this would be really interesting, if they could send out Facebook updates with their children blown into little pieces, Americans had to see that. Over and over again, 2 million pictures of kids blown into little pieces. Like, maybe that would have an effect.
Yeah.
All right, Ed. Ted, I'm so sorry. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate
it. You sound a little nasy. It might have been Tim, too. I couldn't really tell what you said.
Yeah.
But
sometimes it's a little hard to tell. And we have the calls graciously screened by our board operator over at GCN. So thank him for that. All right. Let's talk to David now in Keene, New Hampshire. David.
Good evening, Free Talk Live.
Good evening, David. What's on your mind tonight?
I was going to call to say something, a convincer to hopefully to somebody. You were talking earlier to and speaking about trying maybe a person.
Yeah, that was Michael in Florida who wanted to convince his partner or connect with him more on liberty stuff.
Well, I would say if they care about their lives and they care about their kids and I trust the liberty movement and you know, stuff like that to be to get in there and not, if they were to go in, if they were inclined to be political, I have more trust in them to be nonviolent and more trust in them to not be in wars and aggression. And I mean, the liberty movement, what's that word? Raison d'etre? That's like a French word or something, right?
Mm-hmm. Reason to exist.
Yeah, and that's pretty much what the liberty movement is, right? It's like core.
Yeah, the idea of the liberty movement is that you leave people alone as long as they do not use force against you, force or fraud against you, then you don't use any, you know, you don't use force or fraud against them.
Right. And who doesn't want that? I mean,
right.
Exactly.
Too much violence in this world. That's it.
Amen, David.
And David, you're
thank
speaking
you.
To somebody who's relatively recently converted to the ideas of liberty.
Oh, I dropped his call. But
I believe that he's speaking as somebody who's relatively recently converted, and I think that that's, you know, it's great, and it shows that you know, people, when they're confronted with these ideas, that over time, and this is how it was for me, it took years and years to, you know, pop each individual rivet of statism for me. Because I'm still not completely convinced that a completely voluntary society can exist. I don't know. We haven't seen. However, what I would say is that it seems to me that everybody has the right to say no, thank you. That whatever the project is, whatever the idea is, no matter how good it is, I've got the right to say, you know what, I'm sitting this one out, thanks.
Yeah, like people to be able to opt out.
That's all I'm saying, is that you should be able to say, no, thank you. You know, all the best to you people, and I hope you can really work it out, but, you know, whether that project is education or whatever, no thanks.
Hard to argue with that. 855-450-FREE, if you can argue, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention all men with a beer belly. Research from the Mayo Clinic proves that men who carry fat in their midsection have a higher risk of health problems, such as heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, and even cancer. If this is you, we have good news. Because men who need to lose 30 pounds or more instantly qualify for a free trial of Sensa for Men, a new and easy way for men to lose weight all over. To experience effective weight loss results without calorie counting, meal plans, or traditional dieting, you must be a male over the age of 25 and need to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-936-2858 now and request your free 30-day trial. In a 6-month study, one of the largest weight loss studies ever conducted, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa for Men. Now, you can too. Call and instantly qualify for your free trial of Sensa for Men. 1-800-936-2858. Strict limit of one free trial per household. 1-800-936-2858.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal. herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hang nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the Sunday Night Show with Stephanie.
And Mark.
We're actually kicking off the last segment of tonight's show, but there's still time to squeeze your calls in if you would like to make them. Call us at 855-450-FREE. That is 855-450-3733. I can't wait to get into what we have next, Mark. And that is the email from a French listener. And maybe he's listening right now. He actually.
We get a lot of people that listen to the show that are from foreign countries that maybe are trying to learn English or something like that.
He actually did say that. He picked it up because he wanted to practice English.
Sure.
And we certainly welcome people to the show. You know,
we make it easy to get Free Talk Live, and that's why people are going to download in different countries that want to learn English.
Sure. Yeah, I think that's pretty cool that he's listening. But, of course, he's really not able to call in, and I sympathize with him. I mean, I know we don't.
Can you make a Skype call or something?
No, because you can't call phone numbers from Skype.
Oh.
It costs money.
Okay.
So it would, I mean, he could call, but it would cost him money, and
okay.
He probably doesn't know. And, you know, actually, in France, it's going to be, let's see, at least 4 hours ahead of our time. So
it's like five or
now
six or something.
Yeah, so if it's four, if it's...
It gets late.
It's like 2 a.m. Yeah. In France right now, so maybe he listens to the archives of our show. But in any case, I thought it was okay to make an exception to our normal sort of, it's not really a policy, but we don't typically read listener emails on the show because we figure, well, the person can call in if they really want to make a comment, right? And they can bring up whatever they want. But in his case, he really can't call in. There might be a language barrier, too, right? Because he is listening to practice English, after all.
Sure.
And he wrote us an email. It was, you know, I thought it was pretty good. I could understand what he was saying. And, the only unfortunate thing was that he has
that stereotypical French guy kind of attitude.
I don't know. What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, you know, what we've heard in this country, I've never been to France, but the suggestion is
I see London, I see France, I see Mark's underpants.
No, you don't.
I just wanted to say that.
You know, is that they believe they're better than everyone. They have the heart of an empire. And, you know, these things that the French people won't even try to...
Égalité, fraternité.
I don't know anything about...
No, I
don't
know.
I'm not going to claim to know. But these are the prejudices that other people in this country have said about
and
French
I
people.
Think with this discussion, we are totally falling into his stereotype of us as uneducated hicks.
Why? How so?
Because we're showing our ignorance about France.
Well, why? Why would I, you know, I've been to Greece, I've been to England, I've been to, you know, Israel, I've been to Palestine, okay. I've been to, you know, all, I've been to 13 countries just because I haven't been to France.
I've worked with some people who were from France, too. Yeah. I haven't been there myself, but
I hear
anyway.
Paris is really awesome. I don't know.
Anyway, I really believe, okay, so here's a quote from his email. I really appreciate your radio. It shows that not all Americans are idiotic and uneducated, uneducated being the number one cliche we think of here in Europe. Half your country is really scary. All these Republicans and conservatives still thinking like in the 19th century. And his whole email pretty much is the question that he's asking is, you know, why do Americans claim to be, he says the first country. I'm not sure if he means a first world country or the best country in the world.
I think
I'm
that Americans
sure.
would probably believe that their country is the best country in the world.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. I've certainly heard people say, yeah, they call the show and say it, right?
Yep.
America is the best country in the world. We're the freest country there is.
And it makes me wonder, do the...
If you don't like it, you can leave.
Do the Uruguayans say we have the best country in the world? Mm. Do the Taiwanese, do they say that?
I think they do. North Korea certainly does.
Well, North Korea is not a country I want to compare myself to.
No, but that's nationalism, though. That's the point. Every country says that
I don't think
the
they do. I think that they may say that they have the best soccer team, but I don't think that they say that they're the best country.
Hmm. Okay. Well, maybe my experience is biased by being an American, but in any case, I do hear people say that about America, that it is, you know, the best country in the world. And so he's basically asking, how can Americans claim to have the best country in the world when basically they don't have European-style socialism? They don't have the safety net. They don't have, he says they don't have, like, basically a social savings program, like a pension program. I think that's what he means. And health insurance and education. And, you know, in a lot of parts of Europe, well, yeah, that's true. That was one thing I wanted to cover, Mark, actually, about this email, was that we do have Social Security.
Which is a social pension program.
And it stinks. Yeah. It's less than 1% rate of return. You're forced to pay into it if you have a W-2
job. The only reason it works is because people will go to jail if they don't participate in it. And that's what I think that all these programs...
But it doesn't work, though. I mean, define working. If a less than 1% rate of return, it's not going to be there when I'm old.
It doesn't work as well as I'd like it to see it work. You're predicting the future.
Yeah.
I suspect it won't be there either. I suspect the U.S. dollar won't be there when you get 65. So,
bring it on. You know, I'll get some Bitcoin.
That's my prediction. But what's the gentleman's name?
Eves.
Eves. You know, what Eves is saying here is all these great programs that he has, excuse me, radio programs, he's, you know, have to be funded by force. The government has to say, look, you're going to participate in this program or that program, or you're going to jail. If a person has human rights, and I'm sure they've still got them in Europe, then they should be able to work for money and keep the money that they earn. And that they didn't knowingly exchange, they didn't knowingly enter into a social contract. They never said, okay, I'll exchange protection and whatever.
Yeah, they were just born into that system and they had no choice.
They were born into that country and that's where they live.
Yeah. And another thing he says is that he's equating like these social programs with generosity. And they're not generosity.
Right. Generosity isn't taking someone else's money and giving it away.
Yeah.
Generosity is taking your own money and giving it away.
Voluntarily, without being forced to, yeah.
Right. I mean,
and actually, Americans are very generous. They donate to a lot of private charities without being forced to. There's millions and billions of dollars that are given to charities every year to help people. And it's none of it requires government to operate. So I just wanted to clear up that point.
He also takes a shot at gun owners.
Yes, he says, here we go, a country with no social insurance cannot be the first country in the world since it thinks its citizens are nothing and don't deserve anything. Well, that's kind of...
Countries don't think.
Projecting some, yeah, exactly, projecting some thoughts onto...
Countries are dirt.
Country.
Dirt doesn't think.
It makes everybody in the rest of the Western world laugh, but it's sad for you. Very paradox from a country so religious, where everybody a Bible in his or her bedside table, as well as a gun with 8 exclamation points.
I doubt very seriously most people have... I think there's probably more guns in bedside tables than there are Bibles, but...
I think there's more Bibles.
If somebody
the one person has 10 guns in their bedside table.
If somebody does commits a crime at your house, you're going to wish you had a gun in that bedside table.
And if Eves, I understand where you're coming from. I don't have a gun or a Bible in my bedside table. But I can tell you, I don't want to be forced by the government to give to people. I want to use my own money in the way that I see fit. And I think people are the best at deciding how to spend their own money. And, you know, I know that in lots of parts of Europe, the government takes care of a lot of social things, right? It pays for people's education, even up to college level.
Well, let me sound bigoted here for a second, but let's not forget that the people in Europe are the descendants of the ones that didn't have the gumption to leave. Okay? They lived under kings and princes and dukes and earls, and they didn't have what it took to get up and go to America where they had to make it on their own or die.
Well, clearly freedom is not genetic, because, I mean, a lot of people in the U.S.
are cultural conversations that go
attitudes.
On.
Okay, I'll give you that to a certain extent. That's true.
I think that people, you know, people believe things, they pass those things down to their kids, and that can have a strong thing, a strong idea. So, I mean, I don't doubt for a second that Eves believes that a country needs to take care of its citizens, because at one time, serfs believed that their king needed to take care of them. I say, please don't take care of me, because if you're trying to take care of me, then you can tell me what to do. I want to be free to make my own decisions, and I want to live or die by those decisions. Will that make it so that some people have bad, you know, bad choices, end up with bad choices and bad results? You better believe it will. Mm-hmm. And I hope that I am generous enough to help those people in those bad circumstances, and I hope they're wise enough to learn from their mistakes and go on and live a better life.
Yeah.
And then when they do that, live that better life, that they're prepared to give to others.
Mm-hmm.
I want real charity where people help people because they want to help.
Well said. And, you know, I know he's sort of ragging on the U.S. government, and I am too. I can really relate to him on that. We're just ragging on it for different reasons. You know, Eves is saying it's not doing enough, and we're saying it's doing too much. Yeah. Let us go. Be free. Come on. We can take care of ourselves. I mean, part of being a whole person is sort of having that independence to be able to provide for yourself, right? And if you need help, there are still places you can get help, right? If you're down in your luck or whatever, there are lots of places you can turn to.
Sure.
Including having neighbors get together and help one another out, sort of the idea of mutual aid, right? We don't need the government to force us into these programs in order to be a civilized and educated society.
And neighbors can't help each other if the government takes all their money.
Indeed. And thanks, Eves, for the email. This has been me, Stephanie.
And me, Mark.
And you can visit freetalklive.com for our website and archives going back way into the past. Freetalklive.com one more time, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
Hey folks, how will you get home if a riot or natural disaster happens while traveling? If you're like me, you'll have membership with OnCall International. On the phone is the company CEO, Mike Kelly. Mike, tell us about this coverage.
OnCall International's deluxe membership includes all the great benefits of our annual membership, but also covers emergency evacuation due to earthquakes, volcanoes, political riots, military coups, and more.
Folks, save 30% off your membership today with the code RMAXA30 at OnCallInternational.com.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.